What's up, fighters? Welcome to the 5 a.m. fight, where I give you a little bit of kick in the keister to start your day. We're going to talk here quickly about why a focus word is important, why I put it on the planner. It's the very bottom thing on the left side of the sheet. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/plan and check that out. You can print off free daily sheet there for yourself, okay? I put a focus word there because we have a tendency to be scatterbrained, right? Some people call this a power word or whatever. I call it a focus word because for me, it helps give me clarity, helps me make better decisions, helps me be disciplined in a certain area of thought that I want to be disciplined in, and things like that. All right. So that, for me, that's why I put a focus word on there, because I am intentionally telling myself who I'm going to be today. Okay. And this complements those I am statements. So for example, I worked with a guy who had a hard time finishing anything. They'd start a project, they'd start another project. They had a bunch of open fucking projects going on. And then the net result of that is they were losing a shit ton of money because they weren't as efficient and they weren't collecting money when they needed to. And they had all these loose ends out there, right? You probably, some of you can relate to that. I know I could at one time. And so we simply said, all right, your focus word, motherfucker, is finish. It's finish. And he had it on a post-it on his truck. He had it on his computer. He probably tattooed it on his forehead in reverse so it'd say finish in the mirror. Okay. And the result of that after, and that was his actually year. That was his word every day for the year. That's what he chose for the year, which is totally cool. So you don't have to have a new word every day. And at the end of that year, it was the best year they ever had money-wise in their business, highest profit, highest revenue, highest personal income, paid off a shit ton worth of debt, and banked another $60,000-$70,000 on top of all that. Paid themselves way more than six figures, paid off a shit ton of debt, and banked a lot of money. All right. And they did it with the same size team and everything else because he was drilling it into his head that, man, I have to finish. And his affirmations, actually, one of his affirmations that we talked about yesterday, the I am statements, was, I am a man who finishes stuff. I'm a man who finishes stuff. I am a man. And notice the I ams, I should have said yesterday, they're not in the negative. I don't ever do this. That's a negative. You want to say I am, and you want to take command of that. Plant your fucking flag on it. All right. So pick your focus word for today. You can have a new one each day. You can have one for the week, one for the month, one for the year, whatever it is, pick a focus word and keep it in front of you. All right. Today's contractor fight business tip is simply this, my friends, stop looking for new customers. You're like, what? But I need customers, Tom. Yeah, you need customers. Most of us are obsessed with finding new customers. And the problem is, in the process, we neglect the ones that we already have. Okay? And if you're indifferent towards the people that you've already worked hard to gain their trust, and they've given you money, and they've had you in their home or their business or their property or whatever, okay, that indifference is going to drive them away. So many business owners, entrepreneurs, contractors spend shit tons of hours, shit tons of money trying to attract and convert new business. Now, little asterisk here. Yes, you should be aggressive about new business. However, if you have a choice of how to spend your time and money, I want to encourage you to spend the majority of it making sure that your current customers are taken care of. They feel like the red carpet has been rolled out. And every single one of us, myself, every one of us can do better at this. I know we can. Here's the thing. We spend so much time. I mean, think about this. Think about the software companies that are out there and marketing firms and consultants that are cashing in big time on this desire that we all have to get new blood into the company. Every time you see an ad, get more customers, sign up for this marketing thing, use this software, whatever. It's all about getting more customers. I'd shared, I don't know, months ago or whatever, that me neglecting my own database for the first 3 years of my business cost me about, I don't know, $1.5 million to $2 million in sales because it was sitting there for me. So guys, if you want to grow your business faster and at higher profits, stop making getting new clients the priority and flip it and make sure you're taking care of the ones you already have. How do you do that? You pick up the phone and you call them. Hey, how's the deck I built for you looking? You know, I know we had an issue with it last, you know, in that one area of the deck and we were concerned about it. How's it looking? I'd love to come out and have a conversation with you and see if there's anything wrong. I'd love to address it for you. Guys, the more you show them that you care and that you give a shit, the more you're going to be top of mind for them when they need repeat work, they're going to refer and, you know, all those other things that we want coming our way. And the other big benefit here, guys, is it's way cheaper to sell to somebody who's already given you money than it is to go find a new customer. You rock. I got to roll. Have a fucking great day.